Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Friends, once again, we are here guided by the higher power in our hearts and in the sky. As always, here on the Vibration Station, inspired by all things of light, love, joy, happiness, abundance, laughter, and empowerment. Welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey, here on LA Talk Radio every Sunday at 1. Today we have a very, very special show lined up for you. First and foremost, as you know, on the Vibration Station, I have dedicated my life to anything and everything that I seek out, that has inspired me, that I can bring to you to raise your vibration. What do we mean? Make you feel better. Ease up your perspectives of yourself, of your surroundings, of your life, through the power of a certain connection. I would like to welcome an extremely powerful and inspiring individual to the show today. It is my honor, it is my pleasure, and it is a blessing to say the least. John Gardella grew up in Durango, Colorado, graduated college in Florida State University in Tallahassee, where he graduated with a BFA degree in acting. After graduation from FSU, John pursued his acting career in South Florida and eventually made his way out to Los Angeles in 1992, where he continued to pursue acting through sitcoms and soap operas. John has been married for 23 years and has 3 beautiful children. In 1997, John put a halt to his love of acting and discovered his new love, being a follower of Jesus Christ. Leading men to Christ and helping men with their Christian journey has been a passion and a top priority in John's life for the last 17 years. As a follower of Christ, John is commanded, he says, by Jesus to go and make disciples to share the love of Christ with others. And that is a top priority in his life today. There is no theology degrees. He says he is just a man who has a passion for his Lord and for sharing his Lord with other men. I would like to welcome John Gardella to the show today.
Thank you, Mr. Dave Cohen.
My man. So, we're
going to... That was good, by the way.
Thanks, man.
I didn't realize all that was in my life.
Well, you know, you've affected a lot of people in a very positive way. The reason why, John, just so the listeners know, I'm going to get this out there. We're welcoming John to the LA Talk Radio family in two weeks from today. Mm. It is my honor and LA Talk Radio's, of course, to welcome John Gardella as a new host to the show Transformed, A Man's Life Journey Towards Significance. We're going to be getting in-depth of exactly what this is, exactly who John is, who he who and why he has dedicated his life to what we have talked about. We're also going to get into what the show is going to be about, why it is essential that you tune in, and of course, what time it's going to be. First and foremost, John, welcome to the show. I love you so much. You're the best. The energy is just so powerful. It's there. I just got to say this. I'm in my early 20s. I'm 22, almost 23. You were talking to me earlier. You know, you said you have three beautiful children. You've been married for 23 years. Mm. You know, you've lived an entire life ahead of mine. You're almost 30 years my elder. Okay. My question is, what brings us in such powerful, passionate resonance? Okay. I don't watch the same TV that you do. I don't listen to the same radio except for the vibration station and Transform. I mean, really, like we truly are on two different sides of the economic spectrum, yeah, right? Yeah. And I'm not saying that this is a good thing or a bad thing. This is not. It just is, okay? Well, what I'm trying to show here is that there is a common ground. There's a common theme. There's a reason why we are here, and there's a reason. And John's going to share that reason.
Yeah. What a great question to open up the show, Dave, really.
Thank you.
You're right. You're 23. I'm 51. Did I just say 50? I didn't say 50.
You're so funny. But why? You know, I mean, what's the resonance? What's the power? Yeah. You feel the passion. I feel the passion. The listeners feel the passion. Let's talk about it, man.
Yeah. I mean, in actuality, I'd love to hear your version of it. I mean, my version of it is that we share something that's not worldly.
Yes.
Right? Because in the world today, 23-year-olds and 51-year-olds don't have a heck of a lot in common.
Exactly.
Right? But what you and I do have in common, and I do believe this, is that we have something that is not of this world. And you and I like to call it God.
Right.
And we like to call it our faith. Our faith in God.
Yes.
And that life is not all about the things of this world and the things of this world that we share, but our life is about more of a spiritual life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Right.
No, truly.
No, go ahead.
No, okay. In defining this powerful connection, right? Here you've lived your entire life knowing and being and living, well, 17 years at least, this higher power, right? And we're going to get into what exactly defines this higher power and what defines this path, right? Mm-hmm. We're gonna get into this as well. But something that I really want to instill into the listeners is that this energy, this connection, this passion for a greater love, right? A greater understanding, to be a greater man, to reclaim what it means to be a man in society, to reclaim what it means to be a man on the planet. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To raise the next revolution of the youth properly into the light. That's what this is all about. Yeah. We're on Dave's Good Vibration Station. This is all about the light.
Right.
It's all about raising your vibration. It's about spreading light through one way or another. And what John teaches us through Transformed is an amazing path in which we can follow to yield the results in which we have been asking for, but just don't know how to get there.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I have been so inspired to bring John on the show, and I'm so grateful and inspired that he has chosen and we have come together in such a divine fashion for him to have his own show, is because this infinite ever-expanding, unconditionally loving, creative energy is available to you, to everyone, everywhere, at all times. There's just a certain commitments that you have to make.
Yeah, it's, and I don't know. I think commitments is good, Dave. I also think choice.
Choice,
right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
So, look, I don't make any bones about this. I mean, you know, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe he's the Son of God. I believe the Bible and what the Bible says about Jesus Christ. And my opportunity or my number one priority in my life is to become more like Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Okay? And that's so beautiful, man. Talk about it.
Yeah. And, you know, and I find that the only one of the most important ways to do that is to know the Word of God, to know the Bible. Now, I understand that the Bible was written thousands of years ago. I understand that it was written by 40 different authors and it was written by men, but they weren't just men. They were men that were inspired by God himself. They were men that walked with Jesus Christ. They were men that saw God in the Old Testament when you're looking at Moses and all that kind of stuff. So, and what's, you know, mind-boggling to me is this book,
yes,
this holy book,
right,
has lasted all these years and has been a major tool in changing lives of human beings for the last 2,000 years.
Absolutely.
And even though I might not understand it all, even though I can't put my hands around some of it, it doesn't mean that it isn't the Word of God. And
totally.
So if my priority in my life as a sinful man, right, and we are all sinful, right, is to become more like Christ, I just find that the Word of God is the one tool that we have,
yes,
to learn how to do that, to be obedient to it,
yes,
and is a roadmap for our lives.
Absolutely. And something that resonates deeply with me, John,
yeah,
which I've always been a huge contributor to and believer in, right, is whether, regardless, and I really do want to stress this, right, because this is to the whole world, this is to everybody,
sure,
of this planet,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Regardless of what you believe in, regardless of what religion you claim yourself to be, right, you have the opportunity of being like Christ, okay? Who was, we say, you know, there's, and I love the bracelets, you know, WWJD, right?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
what
W,
would Jesus do,
yeah,
right?
Right?
It's becoming more like Christ. So, you know, you think to yourself, you know, you see it, if you go to church, you hear it, you know, if you practice another religion, there's going to be another deity that, you know, claims to have a sort of higher knowledge or power that will guide you to the God, to source. But my focus here is understanding what it means, because I feel like it definitely has gotten possibly skewed in the past to really define and understand what it means to be more like Jesus, mm-hmm, okay? Jesus was an unconditional man of love, a man of unconditional love, right? Meaning, no matter who walked in front of him, no matter who said whatever, he found the light within that individual because he held it so strongly within himself, right?
Yeah.
So for us to exercise that beingness of each and every single one of us, holding the light so powerfully within our hearts that we're able to recognize it within each and every single individual that surrounds us, that is a transformed world. That, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm,
wow,
saying?
Right.
Like when we think of what would Jesus do, Who is, and how can we relive the beingness of Jesus? Is how do we become love? How do we see the light in all things and exercise that light regardless of the darkness that's flooding us.
Well, look, the first two commandments.
Please take over. I'm sorry. I want to pass the mic to you, my brother. I'm so sorry, man.
The first two commandments, right?
Yeah.
What are the first two commandments that the Lord says, right? To love your God.
Yes.
To love your God with all of your heart, your mind, soul, and strength, and to love others.
Yes.
Right? So God is love, right? God is love. I think what people who are listening or the people out there, I think the first thing first is you've got to decide. You've got to make a choice.
Yeah.
And that's one of the beautiful things that we haven't touched on yet. This relationship with God.
Yes.
Is a choice.
Absolutely.
Right? God doesn't force his way into our lives. God doesn't say, you know, this is the way it's going to be and force himself on us. God gave us freedom of choice to make a choice about him or not about him. So I think that choice starts with, you know, for me, the choice starts with, okay, who is Jesus? Right? Me personally, yeah, he was God in the human flesh, right? So he was God in the human flesh.
Totally.
So he was man, yes, but he was God,
yes.
Right? And so that's my decision. That's my choice on what and how I view Christ, right?
Yes.
And then you've got to decide on what this book, this wonderful book that's lasted thousands and thousands of years, what is this book to you in your life? Because if Jesus is who he said he was and is, then the only way to know about him and to know what was important to him is through this book.
Absolutely.
Right? And so I focus daily on this book. Like I said before, my priority is to become more like Christ, which is why I'm in this book a lot. I don't have a theology degree. I didn't go to seminary school. I am just a man who loves Jesus Christ and who wants to share that love. And I believe God has given me the gift of sharing that love with other men, which is what I've poured into in the last 17 years.
Yes, yes. And that actually perfectly stumbles into my next question for you, John, right? Is, you know, what all of a sudden, right? So you're living this wonderful life, right?
Sure.
You know, you go to school, you get married, you have children. I guess the children came after. All of a sudden, you know, at a specific point in your life, I mean, you're obviously not 17 years old.
You know? So, I wish.
So there was obviously a fundamental turning point, a fundamental shift, you could say, maybe something that happened that said 17 years ago to the higher John, to inner John, Mr., you know, that part of John that had always kind of known this and wanted this, that it, you know, all of a sudden something was presented.
Yeah.
Clarity, you could call it.
Yeah,
clarity. Tell me. Well, expand.
Okay,
expand.
So
17 years ago.
Yeah, well, so let's even back
it up. Yeah, I'd love to hear
it.
Yeah, a little bit more.
14, I was 14 years old
when I accepted
Christ into my life.
Powerful.
Right? I was at church, warm fuzzies.
Yes.
And I knew that I needed to accept Christ. So that's when I accepted Christ at the age of 14.
Wow.
In 1996, I was doing some movies, and the movies were not the best movies, shall we say.
Okay.
So they were kind of, you know, a little bit risque, but they were lead roles and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I felt I had to validate that to get to where I wanted to get to in acting, so I had to do these kind of roles. So I got through shooting the last movie, and I was driving up over Malibu Canyon. And there was just this overwhelming feeling in me. And so I pulled off to the side of the road on Malibu Canyon, and I got out of my car. And I literally, Dave, dropped to my knees and said, Lord, I can't be doing what you want me to do.
Wow.
And I can't be doing it the way in which you want me to do it.
Wow.
So I need for you to either take this away or show me how to do it.
Wow.
Right? And it was kind of one of those, you know, you and I were talking earlier, right? It was one of those aha moments,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And 1 week later, I was sitting in the Coliseum with 80,000 men at a Promise Keepers conference.
Wow.
Looking at this going, oh, this is what it looks like to be a man of God.
Wow.
And literally from that point forward. So I would say from the age of 14
okay.
until 1996,
okay.
I had accepted Christ when I was 14, but I wasn't walking any kind of walk. I wasn't making Christ a choice and a priority in my life. So I was still continuing to live like the world.
Right, right.
But I had accepted Christ. And by the way, I think a lot of Christians do that. I think that they think that it's a prayer and I've said the prayer and so I'm good and I can continue to live this worldly life. And I just don't think Christ had that in mind at all, right?
Kind of almost like, if you don't mind for a moment, something that I've always thought to myself, which I guess I've always wondered about. I guess I've never totally come to terms with this aspect of literally being able to like do anything, you know, like terrible. I mean, like from my understanding, and I could have a total misunderstanding. Like you could like take someone's life or really violate a woman in a way that scars her for the rest of her life, and then walk in and you know to a church and say what you've done to you know a man of God, and then. It's like, and then it's almost, and then it's like, oh, like I'm okay, like it's good now, you know, like I, what you're saying, which I totally resonate with, is you can't like just, you can't keep going out and doing the things that make you go back to the church and you know talk to your priest and tell him what you did so you feel like you know you've been washed of your sins. It's not this like repetitive, it's not this like, oh well, I can just go and sin because they get to be washed away by when the priest says so. It's like you need to, you know, you need to be a deliberate practicer of, you know, don't do the things that would make you go in and say, you know, I forgive me for I have sinned, right? Try as much to not do those things instead of using it as a safety net, right? Using it as like, well, I can sin because I feel let go and I feel not guilty once the priest says that I'm not, you know? Do you catch my drift a little
sure.
bit? Like, we need, like, if you claim to yourself that you're going to be a man of God and you claim to yourself, you know, yes, I'm going to live this life, then exactly what you said is you know a lot of people will, you know, read the Bible or do things to fill themselves with love and light, but go right back
right,
to
right.
the daily grind, which is filled with a lot of sin and a
sure.
lot of things that we can change and raise.
Right. Like, look, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all sinners, right? There's only one person who led a perfect life, and that was Jesus Christ himself, period. Okay. Now, and you got to take, I mean, each one of us have got to make a decision and a choice on that, right?
Totally.
So again, it's all about the choices. Let me give you an analogy.
Yes.
Christ, God, wants a personal relationship with each and every one of us. Okay, so we all have personal relationships on this earth. So let's just say a married man, right? He, under God, commits to this woman for better or for worse, sickness and in health,
right.
till death do you part, right? He makes a commitment, a covenant
yes.
with this person, right? By the way, I don't know how much of that actually happens today with divorce rates, but that's what it's intended to be, right? Is a covenant under God. Covenant under God is marriage.
Exactly.
Right? better or for worse, and I know you can relate
to this. They say it.
You know, you can relate to this a lot, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Better or for worse, yes. Sickness and in health.
Yes.
Richer or poorer.
Yes.
Till death do us part. Period. End of game, right? So you take that relationship, that personal relationship, that personal commitment, that personal covenant, and that's what God wants with you, right?
Totally.
Right? So if I'm a married man.
Totally.
And I still choose to live a life like I'm single, right? How is that? That's just the same thing as accepting Christ as my personal Lord and Savior and wanting a personal commitment and relationship with him,
right.
But continuing to live a life like I didn't have him.
Totally.
Make sense?
You're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
You're lying to yourself.
You're lying to God. You're lying to yourself.
Totally. Yeah, all of it. Totally. It is the opposite of why you're here. It is the opposite of what brings true happiness. It is the opposite of what brings true joy. John, you have a very powerful word in the title of your show.
Yeah.
Besides transformed. and that word is significance,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The title of your show, which is airing, by the way, is April 29th, is Transformed, A Man's Life Journey Towards Significance.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'd like to, first and foremost, right, we talk about this word success, right? We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
The word success, you know, we all talk about a man, you know, being a man, you say, you know, oh, are you successful? Have you had a successful life? Man. Well, John, you asked me a wonderful question when we were on our way to the show today.
Yeah.
You said, well, are you living a significant life, mm-hmm. right? Now, success and significance, I guess it's all up to the individual to, you know, have their own definition of what that means, right? Success to one man could be a big pile of money versus success to another man could be a great joy of happiness,
yeah.
right? A great deal of joy and happiness. Significance is there's only you can't change significance.
No. It's the footprint that you leave this earth with.
Bam.
Right.
Powerful.
So how are you? Look, we're all going to die, right? So what do you leave this earth with? And
exactly.
How do you leave this earth a better place?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
To me, that's significant. So, you know, when I showed up at that Promise Keepers conference 17 years ago, my life was changed, right? And what was changed most about it was I saw for a glimpse what significance looked like, right? And believe
wow.
me, significance wasn't worldly. It wasn't about the cars I drive, the house I live in, the money I make, the
Absolutely.
Money that's in my bank account, the busyness of my life, the selfishness, the hustle and bustle that all of us deal with daily.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Significance was, how can I pour into another man's life and show him and walk alongside him through good times, bad times, show him what God has meant to me in my life, show him what Christ has meant to me in my life. How can I show my son what it looks like to be a man of God so that he can carry on that legacy? And then he can carry that legacy on to his son,
yes.
and his son can carry that. That's the ripple effect. There was one staggering poll that came out a couple of years ago that really just baffled me, Dave.
I love this.
Okay.
Please, yes.
Is if a woman takes her children to church,
okay,
less than 26-27% of the children will grow up. Going to church.
Continuously going.
Yeah, continuously going. If a father or a man takes a child to church, it's over 80-85%. And there's a reason for that, right? There's a reason why God made it that way. God made the man to be the spiritual leader of his household. I'm not talking being the dictator. I'm not talking being the boss. I'm not talking, right? God wants the man to be the spiritual leader. God wants the man to be the servant of his household like Christ was to all of us. God wants us in our communities, in our church, in our businesses. He wants us to be that type of leader, right? Unfortunately, what I've seen in the last 17 years and seen hundreds of men and talked to hundreds of men,
if not thousands,
is that men don't know how that responsibility looks. Some of them don't want that responsibility. And a lot of the men have given that responsibility to their wives or the females in their life. I mean, there's a great book out there, Why Men Hate Going to Church. And I can't remember who the author was, but it talks about the feminization of the church and how men just have left that responsibility. Let just let it go astray.
Wow.
And, you know, I was told one time the power of one changed man and the ripple effect of that changed man. It's a very powerful thing. Unfortunately, I think the men have got caught up into the world. You know, they've got caught up into the busyness. They've got caught up into the success. They got caught up into keeping up with the Joneses and the statuses and the cars they drive and the money they make.
Yes.
And all of that stuff. At the end of the day, you're not taking any of it with you.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You're not taking any of it with you. I'm not saying that there isn't some importance on making money and providing for your family and all that. But when it becomes your God, your idol, it clearly states in Scripture that that's wrong.
Yes.
God doesn't want anything to be put above him.
Yeah. When you dedicate, see, when you're talking, I'm getting like this vision, right? And like you're talking about, you're like, you know, I want my son to, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, that's as powerful as it gets, you know, passing on a message, passing on an energy to a generation, and then allowing that generation to create an even greater world through that energy, right? So in my understanding, I guess I'm a big picture person, I'd like to say. You know, I like to see kind of all aspects of whatever it is that we're dealing with, whether it be a religion or life or, you know, work, relationships, love with yourself, love with someone else. It's no matter what it is, it's you having a relationship with it, right? Mm-hmm. And if we carry out these relationships, I guess what I'm trying to say is all relationships that we have in our life are just reflections of ourself, right? So all relationships that we share, whether it be with our wife, our girlfriend, our job, it doesn't even have to be a person, our relationship with our bank account, our relationship with our vehicle, you know, we have an instantaneous emotional trigger to whatever it is that we might be talking about. So you're going, what's Dave talking about? I promise I'll be okay. When you are in the light, okay, when you are thinking constantly about how can I make this world a better place? How can I inspire the man or the woman in front of me, to the side of me, behind me? What can I do by following my joy to inspire those people to a greater more? All of a sudden, every single relationship that you have in your life turns towards creation, towards God, towards love. The big word is love. It revolves around love. It's just like this unconditional appreciation and love for all things, and understanding that all things are of this unconditional love and creation. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, once we do what, you know, once we give in to seeing the light, you know, through how Jesus has lived his life, and through the positive, inspiring stories and experiences that men of God have shared and inspired millions of people through over the years, you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, we have a society, we have an economy, we have a planet where all of these people, where all the people and all of their relationships with all of their things are based around their relationship with God, right? So all of a sudden, that same man that had a bad relationship with his bank account, because of his connection with a higher source, can find happiness. He does not need to be driven by what number is on that bank screen. He does not, his happiness does not need to be driven by that number, or his happiness does not need to be driven by, you know, the person that he is with, or his happiness does not need to be driven strictly from and by, you know, the car that he drives, because he has this understanding and this connection with a higher power that fulfills any lack thereof. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, is it making sense? Like, if we dedicate ourselves to the light, we will have a planet of where people have just dedicated themselves to everything they do revolves around making the planet a better place, a more inspiring, a more light-felt place. I mean,
yeah, I like the—I don't know—the word dedicate, when you say that, to me, it's a word of surrender, right? And that's a big word,
totally.
Right? Okay, so what you're saying, I think, is, are we as men willing to surrender, which in the world today has a very weak meaning, right? I mean, men don't like to say that word.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Isn't that interesting?
Right?
Isn't that interesting?
Right?
Wow.
But with God, surrendering is exactly what he wants us to do.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
Surrender. You know, I love the verse, you know, and we hear it so much that I think it's become almost so watered down. But when you look at John 3:16, right, which everybody knows. I mean, if you watch football, it's in between the goalposts or whatever, right? So, but really listen to the words of it. So, for God so loved the world.
Yes.
I mean, just listen to that in itself. We could go off. You and I could spend another hour just on that, right? For God so loved the world.
It's so true.
That he gave.
It is so true.
His one and only son.
It is so true.
That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Say that again.
For God so loved the world.
Okay.
Right? God initiated this relationship with all of us. And I think that's really powerful to hear, because God initiated the relationship.
Yes.
God so loved me.
Yes.
Personalize it. God so loved me.
Totally.
That he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. When you take just that three or four sentences, right? To me, as a believer, that shows that there's nothing that I can do to earn my salvation with God. Jesus did it all. He did it all. There's nothing that I can do. There's no works that I can work hard enough to earn my salvation.
Absolutely.
Right? It is everything that God did for me that allows me that relationship with Him.
It's like you... This is one of my favorite quotes in the entire world. And this is like what... Like, this is like... This is almost what is exactly what it's saying.
Yeah.
It's like, you cannot work hard enough to earn all that you deserve. Okay? So it's like, right? Is that... It's like, you cannot work hard enough to earn all that you deserve being, right?
Because if you do, if you feel that, then it waters down what Christ did on that cross. Right? You want to talk about commitment. You want to talk about love. You want to talk about sacrifice. You want to talk about surrender. Look at what Christ did on that cross.
Big
for
time.
You, for me, for everybody. For God so loved the world. Didn't love just David Cohen or John Gardella or Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
He loved the world.
Totally.
And does love the world.
Totally. Absolutely. That's empowering stuff, man.
Yeah.
By the way, I just wanted to put out there for the people, if you... would like to, just because I highly suggest taking any suggestions from John Gardella and truly acting upon them. Why Men Hate Going to Church. Who's that by, John? You said...
David Morrow.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Why Men Hate Going to Church by David Morrow. So if you guys want to check that out, you just Google it. David Morrow, Why Men Hate Going to Church. It's on Amazon. I love it. I just like anything that would increase a greater understanding for this reconnection. Really, what John is doing, and what I am a huge fan of, and a cheerleader all the way, and it can help in any way, shape, or form that I possibly can, is reestablishing man's presence of who a man should be in his household and on this planet. I am so truly and deeply inspired to, as are you, and you inspired me, John. You did. You know, to reach out to people and get them to understand that we have lost touch through what society has said we need to be or do or have to, you know, become accepted, you know, whatever this facade of a influence that our youth has had from, you know, the music, you know, there's old clubs and, you know, degrading women and degrading, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm talking about. Take any kind of turn on the radio that is like, you know, kind of mainstream radio and just listen to a couple words of a song that comes on. Maybe wait, you know, a song, maybe two or three songs. You're going to hear something that is not about what we're talking about here, right? And I'm not saying, I do want to put this out, I'm not saying that there is not power in contrast, right? So the power in contrast, the power in being able to look at these songs and these kind of movies and vehicles of entertainment through which kind of mold us in a way that is not in alignment with who we came here to be. I guess what I'm saying is, you're you're molded, right? You get molded. You get you're like clay, and especially when your children are listening to the radio and they're talking about, you know, degrading women, calling them names that I, you know, just, you know, and saying, you know, just talking about like sex, and that's like the only importance, and then they use sex in like media to like get people to buy things to like make more money, and it's just like, if you think about it, it's so weird, right?
Yeah,
it's like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, mold. I mean, it's very, and that's very, I mean, you know, who is your molder in your life? Who molds you? I think that's a great question to ask. I think each and every man needs to ask, who's molding me, right? I mean, when you look at the verse, the scripture verse that I created this whole transform show on, it comes out of Romans 12. And just listen to this real quick. Just Romans 12, 1 and 2, right? So therefore, and this is Paul speaking, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is for your life. So, well, I think what you're talking about, and it's a great thing, I think, as we near the end of this, is right, is who is your molder? Who's transforming your life? Are you transforming your life? Is your job transforming your life? Who's your molder?
On April 29th, John Gardella is going to be transforming my life. I'll tell you that. At 7 o'clock, by the way.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. I think it's April. What's the Sunday?
April 29th.
Is it April 29th or 26th? I couldn't remember.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? We'll get that in just a moment for you. But one way or another, it is two Sundays from today. We are really just hitting this thing hard, launching it. I mean, man, this is just – yeah, you're absolutely right. We're looking at the 26th, not the 29th. The 29th is a beautiful Wednesday. So the 26th is going to be our Sunday in which we get to come here and join John for a transformed session and episode, which is I'm extremely excited for. And there's a lot of hype on this, John. There's
I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I appreciate what you're doing too, man. So you know, we do have we have about 2 minutes left on the show, and you and I were talking a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
And I love this. And I ask for more of it, because it's this type of mentality that will indefinitely shift the vibration of the planet into the higher octaves, right? John had asked, and I'd love to say this, you know, John had asked me earlier before we went on the show, he goes, Dave, I have a question for you. He goes, it's completely up to you, but would you? He goes, would you mind? He goes, I feel like it would just be proper. I just feel like it would be right if we prayed to close out the show.
Oh wow!
And I thought to myself, that's an amazing idea. I think that number one, prayer is when you tap into prayer, right? You are tuning into that higher source, the God source, right? You're letting that flow through you. You are opening the channel and saying, okay, I'm here and I'm yours. You know what I'm saying? And not only are you doing that for yourself, but you're doing that for everybody that you intend that for, right?
Yeah.
And everybody that chooses to get involved. So, John, it would be my honor to ask you to lead us in a closing prayer for here on Dave's Good Vibration Station to welcome Transformed with John Gardella. Transformed, a man's life journey toward significance with John Gardella.
Dave, thank you so much for today, and thank you so much for next week as you have personally taken it upon yourself to to promote my show, promote the show that I hope will change a lot of men's lives through the power of Christ. And Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time together. We thank you for these last 50 minutes. We thank you for the conversation and the communication that Dave and I have had. And Lord, my prayer goes out to all those listening, those men out there that are listening, that are seeking something, unsatisfied in things. May they find you, Lord. Find you. May they seek you. May they want you. May they want to know more about you, Lord. I pray for that right now. I also want to lift up the Cohen family. I want to lift up Dave, and I want to lift up Mark, his father, who's going through some physical ailments, some health issues. Lord, we pray for peace and protection over Mark. Also for Dave's mother and Dave, who are kind of taking things and strapping on the boots and have been asked to do some things that are a little bit more time-consuming. And I just pray for courage and strength and patience for them.
Wow.
As you, Lord, as you take care of Mark, his father, through this time. And Lord, we just thank you for this. We look forward to next week in the show. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. I can't thank you enough, man. That truly, touched a deep spot in my heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Once again, I have to say, probably the most powerful episode we have ever had the honor of having here on the Vibration Station with the one and only John Gardella. April 26th, transformed. A man's journey, a man's life journey towards significance. Make sure to tune in April 26th, John Gardella, every Sunday. That's going to be at 7. And, of course, I want to thank you guys here on LATalkRadio.com for tuning in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey, always sending you my unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Flashing rays of coming light. Come back here so I can get your name. Oh, I wouldn't know what to say to you just the same. Of sound.